Most CVs and resumes I happen to see are bad, which is to say that they are not very convincing. Usually, this is caused by a combination of a lack of focus and a lack of presenting relevant accomplishments from the professional activities of the previous 5 years. However, most of them suffer from another problem as well. The document containing information that not only doesn't increase the applicant's chances of a job interview, but actually reduces them. In other words, a lot of CVs and resumes could get easily improved by removing damaging statements alone. From my observation, there are two common reasons why people allow this to happen, which I'm going to explain in this podcast episode. Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Michael Kaiser. I work as an international career coach and I help managers and specialists get the job they want with a new employer abroad. As I just said, there are two common reasons why people let damaging information sneak in their documents. The first reason is a lack of awareness of how the details in question may be interpreted by the hiring managers and what the outcome would mean for the chances of being considered any further. The other is the occasional belief that although a particular detail is obviously problematic, it has to be mentioned in the document anyway because it is believed to be required. Now, there are a few exceptions, but in most situations across the world, job applicants can decide freely how they present themselves best in general and within their documents as well. Of course, stating false information in them would be illegal, can have serious legal and financial consequences at a later stage, and should therefore never be considered. However, not presenting something that isn't in your favor is something completely else and simply a right. In other words, a CV or resume is nothing else than an advertisement, sales copy so to speak, and you need and should follow the legal and marketing rules that apply to those materials. I have prepared the following 5 examples to illustrate the problem. The first one, wrong age. If you know that the hiring managers are likely to prefer candidates at an age like yours, you should mention your age because it will increase your chances to get invited for a job interview. If you know, however, that they may consider you to be a bit too young or too old, leave it out. In such a case, you should normally not include a headshot either. Of course, people will find out about your age later in the job interviews, but here you have the chance to present yourself as mature enough or still young in spirit, respectively, which is something you can do in person, but not within your CV or resume. The second example, unsuitable headshot. In some countries, it's typical or even expected to include a headshot in your CV. Is this the case in the region where you are applying for jobs? The one you're from is not relevant for it, of course. You should add a nice little photo next to your name and contact information at the top of the first page. Nice in this context means professional in every aspect. That includes the right background, lighting, clothing, posture, smile, and so on. If you don't have one yet, get one done by a good photographer. It's well worth the investment, because a picture is worth 1,000 words, as the adage goes. However, if you don't have a professional headshot at hand yet, but need to get a particular job application out very fast, then it is better not to include a photo at all, rather than to use one that is not professional. The adage of the 1,000 words would apply in this case as well, but not in your favor. The third example, unfinished studies, training classes, etc. If you went to college, but you did not finish it with a degree, or if you attended training classes without completing them with the usual certificate or similar, you should still mention the fact that you were engaged in such activities. After all, you did pick up knowledge there, and that could be relevant to the success of your applications. However, there is no need for mentioning that you did not complete them. Of course, you must not state a degree, etc., you didn't get, but the attendance itself is a true fact and not a lie. If you present your educational background in a smart way, the risk that the readers will actually become aware of this missing completion is rather low, by the way. The fourth example, unrelated activities. Mentioning any kind of activities that are not related to the positions you are applying for can have a counterproductive effect as well, especially if a certain unrelated topic is repeated too often in your CV or resume. The hiring managers may get the impression that your true interests lie with that, instead of what you're telling them officially. So, too much yoga in a document meant to get a job on the stock exchange is not a good idea. And the fifth and final example, problematic hobbies. Mentioning a hobby that is related to the positions you are applying for is normally advisable, as it emphasizes your intrinsic interest in them. So if you are a passionate free climber and you apply for sales positions with outdoor stores, your exciting hobby is likely to boost your chances to get a job with them. Presenting the same pastime can badly backfire, however, if you are after a position with a fast-paced online marketing agency. In this case, the hiring manager may become afraid of you missing work too often because of frequent injuries received by practicing such a dangerous hobby. Those five examples are just a few of the many possible aspects where you can run into such problems. To get you on the right track with making wise decisions about whether or not to mention something, here is a question you can always ask yourself. In what way will the detail in question increase your chances to get invited for a job interview? If there is a good reason why the particular detail will help, you should include it, of course. If the answer makes you realize that it would rather be counterproductive, you should leave it out. If you come to the conclusion that it has to be regarded as neutral, leave it out too, because in this case, including it would still steal valuable advertising space from your document that could better be used for a convincing piece of information instead. So, neutral information is damaging information in the end as well. Here is another tip. The easiest way to create a truly convincing CV or resume, apart from having me at your side as a coach, is to use the special email course How to Write a Power CV or Resume I have created for it. You can find the link to it in the video description and be on the way to success in a few minutes already. Or, if you would like me to help you with all of that in person as a professional career coach, I'll be very happy to support you. If this is of interest to you, go to my website and click on the big button to apply for a free orientation call with me. In this call, we will analyze your current situation and needs in detail, and we will also find out how I can help you best to reach your goals fast. There's also our LinkedIn group for managers and specialists on the way to their dream job abroad, where you can network with others on this wonderful journey and receive further tips and tricks on the matter several times a week. If you're not a member yet, we hope to welcome you today. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast channel yet, now is the perfect time to do so. Make sure to also activate the bell in order not to miss out on any new episodes in the future. I'd appreciate it a lot if you leave me a like, as this helps others to discover this channel as well. And please leave me a comment with your thoughts, questions, and suggestions for future episodes. That's it for today. As always, I wish you the very best for your job search abroad and today, especially for improving your CV or resume, and I'll be back here very soon.